Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to a new day radio show where the dialogue is authentic, host is passionate, and we help you to become empowered, inspired, resilient, and transformed. Yes, our focus is to change our world by transforming one business and one life at a time. Now, here is your host, author, columnist, reinvention coach, entrepreneur, teacher, and speaker, Dr. Daphne Clark Hudson.
Well, happy Monday, each and every one. I think this is the first time that we have ever had an episode on a Monday morning. I'm excited. As you all know, for the month of March, we were celebrating Women Entrepreneurial Month. And what an amazing way to close out this month, other than with the amazing guest that I am having. And after our theme song, I am going to just bring you up to date with who will be joining us this morning. And also, I just want to go ahead and let you know you can call and be part of the conversation by dialing 646-915-8166. 646-915-8166.
Some friends you gain, some you lose. In the back of your mind, you're looking for love, but found the blues. That's why I've come from far away, to take away the blues. And I've come to say, I want to be more than just somebody. I want to be more than just a friend. I want to be more than someone special, 'cause special friends sometimes they won't understand.
Yes, I am super excited about this episode this morning, because for those of you who have supporters and listeners of the New Day Show for a couple of years, you always hear us play the promotion for a copyright intellectual property attorney, and we are always so avid encouraging you to make sure you protect your stuff. Well, not only will you hear the ad play today, but we have joining us in the studio attorney Aurelia Mitchell Durant, and she is a Philadelphia native, a graduate of Temple University and Rutgers University School of Law. Rutgers University School of Law is a leading legal advisor and commentator specializing in international business law, corporate law, internet law, intellectual property law. She has been speaking and practicing for over 20 years, teaching and educating her clients while keeping them up to date with constant legal changes that could affect sustainability of their business and charitable pursuit. Aurelia is the founder brand of AMD Law is my brand protected and the luxury law firm. As a consultative attorney, Ariella covers topics such as international business, intellectual property, entertainment, and corporate law matters to the establishment of private foundations, corporate compliance, and public disclosure. She works hard to help individuals and organizations secure their company's names, products, and services through education about importance of brand protection in the marketplace. Well, this is not her first time on the show, so I will introduce to some and present to others Dr. Attorney Ariella Mitchell Durand. Good morning, Attorney Mitchell Durand.
Good morning, Dr. Daphne. Daphne, how are you?
I am wonderful. Thank you for waiting so early in the morning to be with us here. I want to welcome guest 43 to the chat. I want people to know the chat is open, the phone lines are open, and I want you to call in and to be part of this conversation this morning. For the entire month of March, we've been featuring women entrepreneurs on different segments and with different topics. And this is the right way to close out this month's celebration, because all the amazing information that these women got throughout the month, now you are going to tell us how to protect it and make sure that the money that we are making, we get to keep what belongs to us. So welcome, welcome, welcome again to the A New Day Show, Attorney Mitchell Durand.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. I must commend you on that theme song. I kind of got lost in that. I think it's wonderful and very appropriate, very soothing as we go into a conversation that, yes. You know, if there's ever an uncomfortable conversation, to have a backdrop of a theme song that's relaxing and uplifting, you certainly have that. So I want to commend you on that selection. That was not
Thank
the
you.
Same.
Thank okay. you. Okay. Thank you so much. You know, it's amazing that you say that. When was it? 2 weeks ago, I visited a family because over the summer I coordinate a French cultural exchange program. And mm-hmm. I did a home visit on the recommendation of another host family. And then 3 days ago, I called the family back, and the mother said to me, "Oh, you're not going to believe what happened. My son asked me to put you on speaker. He was just here telling his friends about meeting you, and he has never met anybody with such a soothing melody and calm voice." So I think I surround myself with these things, and it just, and sometimes we don't know what we have until somebody point it out, because for years I've been using this song, and I don't know why I chose that song, but thank you for bringing that out.
Oh, no, it's absolutely appropriate, like I said, I kind of got lost in the song, so
yes.
I appreciate
yes.
that.
Yes, ma'am. So, intellectual property, copyright, and all those good stuff, we always think that intellectual property is just for the big celebs and all those people.
Mm-hmm.
So, we want to hear from you this morning, because I've known you for many years. I've consulted with you and all of that, and I've been very educated in knowing that we all have. So for the entrepreneurs, I want them to grab their pen and paper. So tell us, what does this mean for all of us?
Okay. Well, I mean, I'll tell it in a different way than you probably
yes.
heard it before, because if you uh-huh. if you think about intellectual property, if you take the word property and you define that, what that means is that there's a piece of my intellect that has become my property.
Mm-hmm.
So when you think about intellect, you think about dreams. So we have a tagline that we use that is dreams on paper,
mm-hmm.
and that's the province of intellectual property. It's how do I protect and safeguard my dreams by protecting my brand? The point of it all is to have a commodity, a piece of paper that gives you entitlement to a piece of your intellect that lasts beyond your lifetime. So it's a way of creating real now wealth, but also creating generational wealth. Because mm-hmm. when I've registered my copyright or my trademark or my patent, it lasts beyond me. So it doesn't mm-hmm. necessarily need me to feed it. It's something mm-hmm. that I have a certificate or a document that says that I own this. So when I
That's
pass
right.
on, I leave it as part of my legacy to my family members. So if you think about it that way, it kind of makes you settle into why you should do it. It's because
mm-hmm.
when you have a business dream or concept, something that you strategize in your mind about and you put it out into the universe and it becomes an item of commerce, you don't want to necessarily lose that. You want to retain some
That's
of
right.
that. And how do you retain it? By protecting it. So intellectual property is just a means of creating generational wealth and protecting what comes out of your mind and what comes from your
uh-huh.
dream. That's really
uh-huh.
the province
Wonderful.
Of it.
Beautiful. I like how you put it because I've never heard it stated like that before. And who would want to disagree with what you just said? Because that's what we all want. We all want to create legacies and to leave it for generation. But shameful
mm-hmm.
say, a lot of, I don't want to sound stereotypical, but a lot of ethnic group and certain cultures, they shy away from that and they go out there and work hard, which is not the important aspect. Because they work
mm-hmm.
hard and they create, and then when they're gone, what happened? Nothing is left. So we have to work smart and educated. And what the conversation we are having this morning is a well overdue one. So
Absolutely.
Tell us where to begin, Attorney Durant.
Well, I'm going to lean towards the intellectual property protection piece coming
mm-hmm.
before you start to market, because
mm-hmm.
one of the good benefits of protecting your brand, so to speak, is that it not only does it protect you from other people that would infringe and use your brand, but it also protects you from accidentally infringing on someone else. So
mm-hmm.
when you go to market, you want to have confidence that this is my brand, I can sustain it, it's protectable for me, I own it, and I am not concerned about attacks from other people that say that I'm infringing on their brand. And
mm-hmm.
one of the things that happens when you don't protect your brand first, before
mm-hmm.
you start to market, is that you leave yourself vulnerable to attacks, and also you might actually have to change your name, and now you've already spent money on your website and your marketing materials and things of that sort, and, you know, you started doing business, and now here you're being confronted with the task of changing your name because you accidentally infringed on someone else. So the money
mm-hmm.
that you would spend to protect it is very well served. If you do it in the beginning,
mm-hmm.
it gives you
That's
that
right.
confidence to be able to do
mm-hmm.
what you need to do for your business.
Mm-hmm. And when we start to do that research, are we required to do local or national searches or international, which affects us? Excuse me.
Okay. Well, Dr. Daphne, the internet has made all things global. So.
Yes.
Yeah, unless you are the rare exception that doesn't know what the internet is and is able to still do business, everybody, the rest of us know that all things are global. So whenever
uh-huh.
you think about your business, you do have to have a handle on what it means to have a presence on the internet.
Yes.
Can I market this in a country, another country, you know, comfortably? Can I take orders from outside the U.S., and what does that look like? So there's a bit of responsibility on everyone that's on the Internet to understand where we are globally. And so when you do an initial search, it at the very least has to be a federal level search, which would give you the continental U.S. As a search body. So, but the thing is, when you do a search, I guess you're referring to a search when you want to see if your brand name is available, correct?
All aspect of it, because it's very enlightening to me now that you mentioned about taking orders from other countries and all of that, because for as many internet marketers that I have listened to, I've never heard any of them mention about that protection. So there are a lot of people out there doing businesses that are not protected.
And I mean, especially in the space of the content producers, people that are producing programs, very often lots of those people are not protected by copyright, which is tragic for them and their business, because they spend countless hours, months, weeks, getting together this content, and they give it away for free on their website, or either you purchase their program and then there's no real copyright protection and people get to recycle it. That's a better way of saying the word plagiarism, because they leave it exposed, you know.
Exactly.
So you know what, Dr. Daphne, at the root of all this, I think there's a value question. You know, how much do you value your ideas and your concepts? Because if you devalue it by giving it away for free or leaving it exposed, then why would you expect someone to pay you a value for it? If you don't attribute value to it, then why should anybody else? You know.
Exactly.
And,
Yeah. Exactly. You know, I was on a webinar, teleclass the other day, and one of the questions that one of the lady asked the facilitator is how much she should charge for her service. And the facilitator asked her the question, how much do you value? Be on the other end telling you how much to charge, because the price is not important, it's the value of what you are giving to the client that is important. And each and every one of us needs to understand the value that comes with what we have. But a lot of people think that, oh, I want to make my price less than yours, and that's going to attract customers. And that's not what attracts customers at all.
I'm glad that you brought up
this value point.
That's right.
I don't know whether you have encountered this. What is allowing the lower end, if that's the right terminology, of entrepreneurs not to look into this? They think that they have to reach a certain status or a certain plateau to protect what they have, instead of going right out there and know that I have this blue pen, and it's my blue pen. Everything in this is mine, and I want to protect it from the beginning. Why aren't we doing that?
You know what? I think that we've been miseducated. I think that beginning entrepreneurs, solopreneurs have been told that all you have to do is to register an LLC or a corporation, call it something, let it be available in your state, and then you're in business. And I actually was talking to a friend of mine, and one of the worst phrases in business, and if you think about it, even in life, is when someone says to you, all you have to do is, because everything in life requires more than just that.
That is so true. For every time that phrase is used to anybody, you don't like what's coming next.
No.
That is so true. is so true. That is so, so true. I want to ask any questions from the chat room. If you don't want to call in, you can type your question in the little box below and I will read it. And for those of you listening online, if you are at a place where you can call in with your comments or question, please do so. The number to call is 646-915-8166. And I think this is our first 15 minutes, so it's time for our promotion. Just hold your thoughts.
AMD Law Group is an international law practice committed to assisting you in realizing your strategic business goals. Led by Ms. Aurelia Mitchell Durant, Senior Managing Partner, AMD Law specializes in international business, international intellectual property, and general internet law. We also support organizations in resolving corporate compliance issues. Addressing the legal needs of technology firms and other businesses serving both domestic and international markets, we are uniquely positioned to assist both startups and long-established organizations. Although AMD seeks to proactively avoid litigation wherever possible, we are fully capable and ready to litigate on your behalf. AMD Law Group. Find us online at amdlawgroup.com or contact us at 347-699-4AMD. That's 347-699-4263. Let us help you pursue and protect your dreams.
All right. And if you are listening to us live this morning, joining us here in the studio is Attorney Mitchell Durant. And for us, you have not yet connected with us on social media. We want you to check us out on Twitter at Dynamic Daphne, Facebook.com/Daphne-Clark-Hudson. And for those of you that you are looking to experience a recovery session, I want you to check us out at bookio.com, bookio.com/DRDAPHNE, and you can book your session there. Now the lines are open, 646-915-8166, and my honored guest this morning is Attorney Mitchell Durant. So back to you, Attorney Durant.
Okay.
All right. So we were talking about, you said that the worst thing that could happen is when somebody say all you have to do is.
Yes.
And, you know, when I hear those words, my antenna go up and say, oh, God, now what? You know?
Yes. Yeah, that's right. Very few things are just that simple.
That's right. That's right. That's right. So, you know, it's March, and it's so we are 3 months, almost 4 months in this brand new year. And, you know, for those of us who did not do that yet, so we are looking to start now to put things in the right order. So tell us what we need to do.
Okay. Well, one of the things that I recommend that everybody do is to have a business plan, even if it doesn't look pretty enough to give to a lender, just to have a plan of where you see your business going in the next 1 year, 3 year, 5 year, 10 year. And then that way you can have a handle on what reach you think the brand is going to have. Then, of course, you would do back up a little bit if you've never protected the brand. And you can do a search with the U.S. Trademark Office. It's free to do. You just go on and search. The only concern with doing a search yourself is that the standard is not exact duplication. So if I type in Daphne and I don't see anybody that has Daphne, that doesn't necessarily mean that I get to, you know, that's my brand and I'm a lock on owning that brand, because the standard is likelihood of confusion. So I have to misspell the word Daphne. I have to do different kind of permutations to get to come up with a good search.
Right.
And then, of course, if it's available or if I think it's available, then I register it. Now, that process will take 5 to 8 months, you know, and what do I do while I'm actually waiting for that application to go through the system is I take another look at my brand and I identify taglines, and I think about it more in terms of generational wealth than wealth uh-huh. that I'm going to have in my pocket right now. And I think about right. all my content that I've created, and I back up and I think about what elements of that content can be protected. So I really right. put on a hat that says that I have to make sure that my brand is impervious, that, you know, everything that I have is tight so that I can continue to market. And mm-hmm. what we've done is we've kind of leaned a little bit into the market of people that feel like they can't afford to protect their brand. And we actually have a offering for people that, you know, kind of want to do it themselves but want to have somebody to look it over for them. So we have something that's designed for that, you know, because okay. otherwise, you know, it might be expensive to do full-blown monitoring of my brand, and, you know, maybe my revenues aren't sufficient enough to sustain that. So that's our way of assisting people with getting it done when we realize that they may not have done a business plan, don't have an identifiable budget, mm-hmm. and that are just trying to string something together. And that's why it's dreams on paper, because most people that are solopreneurs had a dream, they have a vision, and they're trying to live into that. And, you know, sometimes that may take some time, it takes some planning, but you still have to be protected as you go about yes. doing what you yes. do with your business.
Yes, because, you know, a lot of us, we are doing and praying and doing and praying, and, you know, while we're doing and praying, there are the ones out there who are leashes, and they are looking to just grab what we have.
And mm-hmm. Exactly.
Could you please, for those who are listening live or who will listen on the archive, I know we are supposed to know what our intellectual properties are.
Uh-huh.
But could you, like, break it down for us? Give us some of the things that can be considered intellectual property. Because I know we're listening and we're going to skip over something and say, oh, no, that I don't think so.
Okay. Well, I'll explain it by using some examples.
Yes.
When you think about a trademark mm-hmm. is a brand name, not necessarily your corporate name. Your corporation can be called whatever. It's the brand name that you market in commerce. It's what you want to be known as. That is your brand, and that is protected by trademark. So to give you an example, if you think about Nike, the word Nike is a trademark. At the end of the day, if Nike wasn't of the brand distinction that it is, a pair of athletic shoes without the Nike swoosh could probably sell for $20. But because mm-hmm. it has Nike on it, it's now we'll pay $100 for it. That's the strength of the brand. So
mm-hmm.
that brand is a trademark. Okay,
mm-hmm,
the swoosh,
mm-hmm.
the little swoosh design on the side of the Nike athletic shoe, that is
mm-hmm.
called a logo. So mm-hmm. when you see that, you are immediately drawn to the brand, which is Nike.
Mm-hmm.
So that's the
mm-hmm.
distinction between protecting the brand name and protecting the brand
mm-hmm.
logo. And
mm-hmm.
then a few years ago, they were using a tagline, a brand
mm-hmm.
tagline that was "Just Do It." So when you
just
saw
do
"Just Do It," you thought
yeah,
of Nike.
Okay, you know.
So those are the three elements that make up that particular brand, and that can be applied to you because let's say you have an obscure brand name, right? It might be something like Daphne, and
mm-hmm.
with when someone sees it, they don't necessarily know what it means.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, they don't mm-hmm. necessarily know what it means, so you'll need to add a tagline
mm-hmm.
to that particular brand so that people can understand it. So a lot of
right.
times I find business owners that have an obscure name, they know what
mm-hmm.
it means, but the world doesn't know. So
does
they need to
know.
Register
yep.
and protect a tagline. So that's what
uh-huh.
trademark is. It's what am
okay.
I using in commerce?
Mm-hmm.
What brand
mm-hmm.
identification do I want to link with my product or service in commerce? Mm-hmm. Copyright is if I am a content producer and I produce modules of material and I sell the modules to my clients, that is a copyright because I'm going to limit their ability to make copies of what I've mm-hmm. given to them, even though they paid for it. When they pay for it, what I've done is I've given them a limited use license, which mm-hmm. means that I'm giving you the ability to use my copyrighted material, but not to make copies of it.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why it's important to register your copyright, because let's say that I give someone a manual and I put at the mm-hmm. back a couple of sentences that says, this is my copyright. Don't use it without my permission, okay? Mm-hmm. And I never mm-hmm. register it anywhere, okay? And they decide, mm-hmm. well, I'm going to use it anyway. And I see that they've mm-hmm. made millions of dollars off of using my manual, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And
mm-hmm.
I want to pursue them for copyright infringement because technically they did infringe on my copyright because I told them not to use it. They used it anyway. Okay,
uh-huh.
now
uh-huh.
what sense does it make for me to go into court? I'm seeking millions of dollars in damages, and I don't have a registered copyright.
Uh-huh.
So
uh-huh.
for $35, I could have registered the copyright, but I'm
yes.
looking for millions of dollars, and now I'm in a fight with them who, by the way, if they made millions of dollars off of it, they're going to fight me. So here I
exactly.
am. Couldn't pull together $35. And I'm going after them for looking for millions of dollars when all I needed to do was to protect it. Mm-hmm. That's right. That's
right. Beautiful.
All I needed to do was to register that copyright.
Mm-hmm.
Spend the money up front so that I can have the opportunity to keep the – because look what just happened. If they've used it anyway, I've destroyed my hopes of having generational wealth. I have no
exactly.
choice but to fight with them. Mm-hmm. I got to
exactly.
fight. Now I don't have the money and the resources to fight with them because they made all the money. You know,
but
I didn't
make
all the money.
They have your property and they have the money, and now you are left right out in cold.
That's right.
Right out in
That's
the
right.
cold. I
That's
want
right.
to welcome guests 57, 54, and 53 to the chat. Let me know if you have any questions. Main questions for Attorney Chel Durant. We are speaking about intellectual property and protecting your brand. The number to call is 646-915-8166, or you are welcome to type your questions in the bottom of the box. Yes, you know, that I like how you have laid that out for us, because I have people that consult with me, and I always point them in your direction. And you're so right. The first thing I always hear out of their mouths, how much does that cost? That's going to be expensive.
Mm-hmm.
And I am saying you can't afford to leave it out there, because then you won't have anything that is going to be inexpensive or expensive, because it will not be yours. Somebody is going to scoop it up from under your nose. And they say it's better safe than sorry. And that's what
that's
we're
right.
hearing now. You know?
That's right. That's right. That's right. Absolutely. Absolutely. Absolutely.
And
so the money up front is well spent.
Well
with
spent.
With the option of love them. Mm-hmm.
Especially now with everything on the internet, it really doesn't matter how deep in the boondocks you are. So long as your stuff is on the computer, any and everybody can scoop it up. And there's a lot of buzz now out there on the internet where people are telling, oh, we can help you create online courses that you can sell and everything. And I listen and I'm telling people, be cautious, because you create it and before you know it, it's gone. It's not yours. So be cautious of the things that you're getting involved in, because not all that glitters is gold. Really,
absolutely. 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 You know what, Dr. Daphne, that kind of reminded me of something.
Yes.
I do want to caution your listeners about getting form documents and using them. So meaning,
mm-hmm.
I'm not saying that the producers of forms are inaccurate, but sometimes it requires not only a level of customization for your business and your business situation, but it also
mm-hmm.
has to be in language that you can understand. Often
mm-hmm.
people get those documents and they don't understand what they mean, but they have their clients to sign off on the documents, which is absolutely unbelievable because at the very root, you need to be able to understand what you're giving. So whether it's a non-disclosure agreement, whether it's what purports to be a license agreement, getting a good understanding and an explanation in a way that you can understand it is very, very important. Because
mm-hmm.
the point of all this protection is so that you have a recourse if somebody does it anyway. And the last thing
mm-hmm.
you want to do is have a document come back to bite you in the butt because you didn't know what
mm-hmm.
it meant.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so that's one of the big
God
questions I want to.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes. Yes. I want to remind the listeners we have 23 minutes remaining in this segment. Because we're only on for 60 minutes. So please, don't wait for the last minute to call in with your questions. People in the chat room, do you have any questions about intellectual property? Are you already an entrepreneur or are you getting ready to start? This is your opportunity. You have her attention, undivided attention. So this is the time to ask your questions. Go ahead, type away. All right. What else do you have on your list that we have not touched yet, Attorney Durant?
Well, I think we want to talk a little bit about patent.
Yes, please.
And the biggest province for patent is when you take an existing product and you make it better. The understanding of patent is, it used to be that you create something original, which is fine, but there's that adage that there's nothing new under the sun. So if
mm-hmm.
you take a toothbrush and you create a better way to disseminate the toothpaste or something like that, you have remixed
mm-hmm.
an existing product, and that could be subject to patent. So, you know, that's something to kind of have a mind on for our inventors out there that are listening. That it's not just about reinventing the wheel.
Because you know something? I love to watch Shark Tank. And one of
mm-hmm.
Lori's favorite questions always is, do you have a patent on the product? That's what she wants to know because she has a large number of patents. And I did not know that when you add to something, you could patent that too. So that's a lot was worth the conversation this morning.
That's good. Now, you know what?
I love
Shark Tank too. And I will tell you this. When you have a patentable idea, a patent means that it's a mechanical device. It has some usefulness. It has some utility. Or either it's some element of design that's protectable. But one of the interesting things about watching Shark Tank, which I do watch, I DVR it and I watch it regularly, is that because we are in a global economy and duplication is big deal and big money, even if you do have a patent on a particular device, let's say you have a provisional patent. A provisional is what you need before you get to a full patent. Let's say you have that. That doesn't stop you from being able to be duplicated because all it takes is a little bit of a tweak of a design to distinguish it.
Mm-hmm.
So what does that mean? That means that the brand is most important. So you could have a patent on a particular item, but the brand is what's going to generate the revenue because just having a patent doesn't really do anything for you. All it does is give you a piece of paper that says that this is mine, but I don't have any money to produce it. So at the end of the day, what is it? So when you think about registering a patent, think about what business is attached to it. Because how many times on Shark Tank has one of the sharks said that, you know, you have an idea or this is a hobby.
Mm-hmm.
This is
mm-hmm.
not a business. And that's because you have a patented design, but you don't have a brand.
The brand.
So at the end of the day, it's the brand that is most important, you know.
You know, because I haven't heard back from her. There's a lady I know that has an idea, and she called me to tell me she wanted to do something with it. So I said, great. So I recommended her to you. Okay, before she left, she says, oh, but I don't want to tell her what it is. So I said, I am sending you to an intellectual property attorney. So if you don't tell her what it is, how is she going to be able to help you? You know?
Yes.
I said to her, you have to know that. I'm not saying you go and tell everybody. And I said to her, as a matter of fact, you don't even need to tell me what it is. But if I'm sending you to a reputable attorney and you're saying you don't want to tell her what it is, how is she going to be able to help you? I want to welcome It's My House to the show. Thank you for coming back. You're here early this morning, and we're glad to be back. You can ask your questions by typing it in the chat below, or you may call in with your questions, 646-915-8166. We have approximately 18 minutes and 19 seconds remaining in the segment. Yes, so continue on your list, Attorney Durant.
Okay. Well, we talked about patent. Now, I do want to back up and address the confidentiality concern that you just mentioned. And one of the things that you benefit from when you actually contract with an attorney as opposed to one of those services is that you are protected by something called attorney-client privilege. And that means that once we establish a relationship, I have a duty to keep your information confidential. So that allows me to be able to do what I need to do, and it allows you to be comfortable in allowing me to do that. So,
all right.
We
have a caller. I want to take the call if you just hold your line. Good morning, caller. Your last four digits are 515-3, would you state your name, where you're calling from, and your question or comments, please?
Yeah, my name's L.A. Davis. I'm just listening. I'm in Florida, but East here, I'm just listening.
Thank you very much, sir. If you can raise your hand if you have a question later on. Thank you so much.
Sure.
All right. So, yes. So, confidentiality is important. So you don't need to concern yourself about that. Wonderful, wonderful. Questions, I'm letting you know, guys, we are winding down 16 minutes. Please ask your question. My honored guest today is Attorney Ariel Mitchell Durant, and we are talking about intellectual property, protecting your brand. Anything that's yours, you need to protect it. So call in. I know you have questions. So call in. Now, I have a question for you. How long should we give the process to take place? Let's say we are working on the trademark and the copyright and all of those. Each process, how long does it take?
On the copyright side, it could take anywhere from 3 to 6 months. And the trademark can take between 5 months and eight to nine months. And the patent could take a couple of years, depending upon whether it's a full patent or whether it's provisional. There's also a utility patent, which takes a while. And the shortest time is on a design patent. And we didn't talk about that too much, but a design patent is where I don't have something that's a mechanical device. It doesn't have any utility, but the way that I've designed it is different. So if I've designed a board game and, you know, or if I've designed a new form of zipper, you know, with a new alignment for the zipper, those items are design patents, and those are the quickest to achieve.
Wonderful, 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 wonderful. I love that. Meg, you got to come back again and we talk about this. There's a lot of stuff here, lots and lots and lots of stuff. We have 14 minutes remaining. So people have questions, they can still call in. However, I want to allow you to do a summary. And if you have any offers that you want to give to the listeners and also your contact information, please.
Okay. All right. Well, what I want to do is I just want to summarize a little bit in terms of what we talked about. We started out with explaining what intellectual property is. And I just want to reiterate that the point of all this is that you can create sustainable and generational wealth, not just for you for right now, but for those that are coming behind you, because all of this, these items that you protect are going to last beyond your lifetime. And that's power, and that's wealth, and that's what you leave as part of your legacy. And it's important to protect it in a very legitimate and focused way, so that if there's ever any dispute, you have a recourse, that you're not trying to string together a poor man's copyrights, taking your envelopes and pulling them all out in court, that you have a document that says, this is my element of intellectual property. Here's the proof. This is when I've conceived of it. And it gives you and your family recourse for generations. So we have a tagline that's called Safeguarding Your Dreams by Protecting Your Brand, because when you create intellectual property, you think about it. And you think about it from the standpoint of, what do I envision this to be? So it's part of how you evidence your ability to be a visionary. And so we protect that by safeguarding it and giving it back to you in a form that you can do something with going forward, whether you decide to license it to somebody else to use or whether you decide to just keep it all for yourself. You have that confidence in knowing that this is mine. The way to reach me is on our website, which is amdlawgroup.com. Like I mentioned, we do have a offering, understanding that not everybody is at the point where they are realizing revenues for their brand, that they can actually benefit from the full package of our services. So we do have a, I guess what you would call a brand protection do-it-yourself type thing, where we oversee you and protecting your brand. And so we provide you with guidance searches so that you can actually put in the application and protect your brand on the federal level on your own, but with our bit of oversight. So that's something that we do have available now. We also do what's called Brand Secure, and that's where we provide monitoring, because at the end of the day, if you're operating your business and generating revenue, you don't always have the time to police your brand. And one of the things that you don't want to do is have your brand get diluted, because people are using it. You don't know that they're using it. You're losing customers because they're driving the content on the internet to themselves. And you don't know all this activity is going on. So part of what we do is we secure the brand by monitoring the brand. And then the other thing that we do is brand conception. How do I take my idea and make it into a piece of content or piece of commodity that I can benefit from? What if I'm somebody that's an inventor and don't know how to actually market this product? So we provide you with insight, whether it's connecting you with a distributor to manufacture and produce your product overseas, or whether it's to further develop the brand and kind of see down the road your 5-year, your 10-year plan of where the brand should be, and how do we walk into brand protection for that so that we're prepared. So that's the third element that we're offering. But again, the way to reach us is at amdlawgroup.com. That's our website, and that is the absolute best way. If you go to the contact page, you can book an appointment to talk to one of us for 15, 20 minutes about what your idea is, but that's the best way.
And we still have 10 minutes and 14 seconds remaining. So I'm glad we got the contact information out on all the ways that people could utilize your service. So for those of you who still have questions, you can call in. And while you were doing your summary, a question came to mind for me.
you spoke about creating legacy. Whatever we are creating, protecting our brand is generational. Do we have to will this, or it automatically carries over to our estate? And
awesome question, and I'm loving the opportunity to respond to it. Intellectual property should be specifically addressed in a will, because otherwise it falls to what's called the remainder clause. And the remainder clause says, and I paraphrase, the remainder clause says, anything that I forgot about, this is where it goes. So you want to be able to say, any intellectual property that I have at the time of my death, I want it to go to this person. So you get the opportunity to specifically designate those items.
Wonderful. Good. I'm glad. Thank you, Spirit. Thank you. I'm glad we got that one in. And come on, guys, you all have 8 minutes, 9 minutes approximately. Use it up. Any questions for anybody? I am going to go back to my caller and line. I'm going to open your line and see if you have any questions. Yes, 71 and 57 and 54. It's my house. Let me know if you have any questions. Remember, you want to ask them. I'm going to go back to Mr. Florida here, and I'm going to open your line. I hope you have a question. Well, hello. Do you have a question?
I do.
Okay.
I do. I happen to be a first-year law student, but what I wanted to ask, because what caught my attention was creating generational wealth from intellectual property. Could she give some examples of that?
Oh, absolutely. If you own a trademark or a copyright or a patent and you pass, that particular item goes to your family members that are still here when you pass on. So they're able to take that brand and still continue to use it without you being around. So it creates a legacy for them. So, for example, if you had license agreements that were in place at the time that you passed, they get the benefit from all of that. You've transferred all that content. There's actually a procedure in the probate court where they transfer the ownership over to who you designate in your will.
Now, what if you have a trust instead of a will?
Well, it could be addressed in the trust. I mean, you have to have something. When you own intellectual property, you have to have some measure of estate planning, because, like I said, it doesn't just end with you. It continues beyond you. So I think the mindset for generational wealth has to expand to open up to anything that will last beyond my lifetime. And that's where intellectual property lives. It's beyond you, and it extends.
Thank you. That's all I have for
wonderful.
Now.
Okay. Thank you so much, and I hope you come back. Please mark the show favorite and come back sometime.
Oh, yeah. You know what? I did that before you started the show, like it was 100 minutes before the show started. Then I fell asleep and woke back up.
It's my house. It's you, right?
Yeah, that's
all right.
That's
now I know the brother. Be sure to come on back, okay?
I've got you locked in.
All right. Thank you so much. And all the other people in the chat room, guest 71, 56, 54, 43, 69. Any questions from you guys? We have 5 minutes remaining. Jump on in and listen. I want you to go to the show page and write a comment at the bottom of this episode. Let us know whether or not this was worth your Monday morning to spend with us. And you know something? I'm going to try work out with Attorney Mitchell Durant and see whether or not we could do a once a month something for you guys. It depends on how nice you all treat her on this episode. So let's see the feedback and everything. Attorney Mitchell Durant, again, I thank you. Thank you so much for spending your Monday morning with us here on the A New Day Show. And I know with your guidance, we are no longer going to be leaving our intellectual property outside. Somebody is typing. Okay, yeah, thank you very much. In my house says it's a good topic, Attorney Mitchell Durant. So I'm glad
awesome.
At least one person got something out of it. Because, you know, when we are set out to do what we are doing, so long as we can touch one person, our job is done. Because if that
Absolutely.
One person tells one more, then our job is done. So, again, I appreciate each and every one of you for joining us this morning on the chat, on your mobile devices. I want to thank you. I want to give you a friendly reminder that you were called for a destiny. Do not allow anyone or anything to derail you. You notice that we have invested this morning and to show you some tools and techniques that you can use to protect your destiny, whatever it is that you are working on. And to know that we are here at least twice a week to help you to do just that. So have an amazing week. Have a blessed Easter when it comes, if you are someone that celebrates that. And remember to follow your destiny. This is Dynamic Daphne saying so long. Talk with you soon.
Call it destiny. Will you let me know? What's the plight that you've called me to? The thing I'm set aside to do. I trust you, Lord, to see me through. Will you let me look in your heart?
is a strong God. You may not be able to touch him right now. Begin to thank him. Begin to praise him. Begin to thank him. Begin to praise him. Begin to thank him. Begin to praise him. Hallelujah. Can you see it? Can you feel it? Everybody, you're going into a new dimension tonight. You'll never ever see it again the same way. You'll never ever touch it again the same way. You've been called with a great call. It's a monumental call. You've been called to change nations and generations. Come on and praise your God.